dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream. To dream, let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
That's right, you better be daring to dream. You know you better be daring to dream because you are on the Dare to Dream radio show. This is Debbie Dashinger, and it's such a pleasure to be here. And we're going to be talking about the scrumptiousest, that's my new word, scrumptiousest subject ever. Yes, indeed. Because, you know, I'm doing something all new. So let me tell you what's going on so you have an idea. Because I'm changing and I'm catching up to myself. So I had this thought last year, which was, you know, I had changed and grown so much, so positively. And I said, you know, my show now has got to reflect that. And what that means literally is the level of my guests. I'm talking stratosphere. I'm talking very big names that you're going to know. I'm talking about the healers that I know personally really, really, really are effective. So I'm going to be doing a couple of six-week series. And if you're lucky enough to be on the email list for DeborahDashinger.com, you're going to get the direct download links for them. And you'll get to know these guests and you'll get healings while you listen to them. So the first person is tonight. She's kicking it off and we're going to be doing six of them together. She's the Master Theta Healer. And that sounds like a rap song. She's the Master Theta Healer. We got to do a song about that. But she really is. She's the bomb. And the funny thing is, the way I met her is I was listening to the radio and I was listening to her going, whoa. I was going in a trance. I could not even get up off of my desk and from my computer. I was so blitzed out and I felt changes happening energetically while I was listening. And it took me a couple of tries to get up the guts. And then I was like, what am I doing? I got to reach out. And I did. I reached out and now I've known her for a year or two. Yeah. I mean, I've worked with her. You know, she's helped change my life. So that's why she's here, because that's what I'm bringing to you. And that's what I want you to know is I'm ready to play the biggest game possible. And I also want you to know that every time I say that, I'm still playing small. I'm always going to tell on myself because I think I play a pretty decent game as it is. And every time I step into a bigger arena, I think it's very cool. And it's always still small because it's going to be a next larger, greater version of me, to show me how limitless I really am and what my capacity is. So there, and you get the benefit of all of that. Well, the really cool thing is we are going to be talking in the six-week series. The first subject is about love. Then we're going to be talking about money, body, mom, dad, putting yourself first at the top of the list. I mean, whew, hello. I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so glad I do this. And so I'm just going to throw out some ideas on love because I think it's such a fascinating subject. And let's see how you resonate with some of this. You know, one of the first stages of love is attraction. And in the law of attraction, it states that to be attractive, you have to be authentic. And what makes a person attractive? Anybody you've ever met that you felt was attractive, I'm not talking about lust. I'm saying that something that is really, really beautiful is actually being genuine and real. You know those people, they don't have identities, they're carrying around, they're not pretending, they're not uncomfortable in their own skin. There's just a real solidity, which is an interesting thing for spiritual beings, but a real solidity in who they are and who they be. They just be who they be. And it's awesome to be around them. So the first stage of love is attraction. Be authentic. And at some point in love, we do achieve or experience communion. And communion is basically empathy. It's unity. It's closeness. It's intimacy. It's kind of like contact, soul contact, soul on soul. And communion is the sharing of spirit. And it's the basis of trust. Trust is so essential in this communion. And I hope that while I'm saying these things, and later on during our conversation, that wherever you're finding it's not quite working or the patterns are coming up, you can go there. And how about surrender and non-attachment? Because surrender occurs when we relinquish the ego's last claims to separation. Surrender and non-attachment open the door to the miraculous, because miracles exist outside the realm of I, me, and mine. Surrender and non-attachment. There's such a beautiful definition of realness through love in Marguerite Williams' beautiful book, The Velveteen Rabbit. And I'm going to read a tiny excerpt for you from The Velveteen Rabbit. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day. "Does it mean having that buzz inside of you and a stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you were made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "When you are real, you don't mind being hurt." "Does it happen all at once, like being wound up?" he asked, "or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it often doesn't happen to people who break easily, or have sharp edges, or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. Once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always." And when Osho was asked, "Why is love so essential for spiritual growth?" he wrote, "Love is very essential. You have to lose yourself to gain yourself. Love is the only possibility of losing yourself totally. When you are lost totally, then you'll be able to remember what you have done. It's like a fish, which has always lived in the ocean. It will never become aware of the ocean and the benediction of it. It has to be caught in a net. A fisherman has to come to take it out, throw it on the shore. Only on the shore, in the hot sun, will it remember for the first time. Although it lived for years in the ocean, it was oblivious, completely oblivious of the ocean. Now the thirst, the heat, makes it mindful of the ocean. A great longing arises to go back to the ocean. It makes every effort to jump back into the ocean. Love is a must for spiritual growth, and moreover, love functions as a mirror. It's very difficult to know yourself unless you have looked at your face in the eyes of someone who loves you. Just as you have to look into the mirror to see your physical face, you have to look in the mirror of love to see your spiritual face. Love is a spiritual mirror. It nourishes you, it integrates you, it makes you ready for the inner journey. It reminds you of your original face." So some thoughts on love, and I hope you will get so much out of tonight, out of today, because they say love is really all there is. And if you've ever experienced it, just been in a moment of total expansion, all that, being all with everything, you know that feeling of just experiencing love for the sake of love, and what grace that is. And I wish for you grace. So my guest today is Karen Abrams, a master theta healer, certified instructor, and relationship expert. Her practice is filled with clients and healers from around the world. She offers theta healing sessions both in person and by phone, and conducts regular classes, teleclasses, and workshops that apply theta healing to everyday life. Some of her topics include finding your soulmate, making love happen, making money happen, and healing your heart for the holidays. In addition, Karen is on Dare to Dream to embark on a series of 6 radio shows with me to give you all a firsthand experience of theta healing. Karen will be covering various subjects like love, money, parents, your body, and putting yourself at the top of your list. There will also be call-in questions and healings in each show. Theta healing is a technique that focuses on thought and prayer. Theta healing teaches how to put to use our natural intuition, relying upon unconditional love of Creator of all that is to do the actual work. A UCLA graduate in psychology, Karen honed the listening and observation skills critical to theta healing through her extensive experience in the education field. For more than 30 years, she has worked with a broad range of clients in diverse environments, from students, actors, and writers to professionals in medicine, law, and business, as well as stay-at-home moms and other theta healers. And if you want to learn more, and I urge you to, go to deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta. And that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com/thinktheta. And we've got the amazing Karen here on the Dare to Dream show. And I welcome Karen to Dare to Dream. Yay!
Hello there. How are you?
I'm awesome, and happy inaugural show to you.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, something in your bio sort of struck me, and that was, wow, that was such a potent line. It teaches how to use our natural intuition, relying upon unconditional love of Creator of all that is to do the actual work. Hello. So please, please, please explain theta healer, healer-ing.
Healering? Theta healering? Okay.
Yes, please.
It's a new mash. It's a new mashup that is happening right now. So
obviously she has a great sense of humor.
I am the sarcastic healer. Okay, theta healing. Theta healing is a meditation that connects you to God or Source or whatever that energy is for you so that you can receive a healing. So physiologically what happens is when you go into that theta state, actually this is what happens, when you make that connection to that energy, physiologically your brain waves go into the theta state. So the theta state, not to get too technical here, is what hypnotherapists use. It's a theta brainwave dominant state. And they use it to access your subconscious. We know about the theta brainwave. It's the aha moment learning wave. It's the, you know, I'm looking at the, you know, sunset and I realized all my life I've been this one way. You know, that's when those brainwaves slow down enough for you to make the realizations you're supposed to make. Kids are always in theta. Mm-hmm. That's what makes them not only suggestible, but why they learn so quickly. So it's a super learning wave. So when we get to that point where we're in that theta wave, we can access our subconscious mind, and from here, energetically, using, like we said, that divine, that energy, we can help people change belief systems because you get the natural intuition to find out what is it that's going on. What are the belief systems that's holding this person back from healing?
What is that like for you? Is that like you see a matrix and you in a person's etheric field and you can understand the beliefs? How does that work?
I think for everybody it's different because everybody comes to their intuition. You come through it with one or two or three, however many senses you do. I think originally I heard it, and now I can kind of see and hear and feel, and I feel also. So it comes in a lot of different ways, or like a knowing. You know, when you get that moment where all of a sudden you start talking and you have no idea what you're going to say, but you know it, you have the feeling of it, and it just starts coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah. So, you know, maybe you figure out, oh, the reason this person is chronically ill and depressed is because they don't feel like they're enough, you know, that they don't feel worthy of love. So you find that out. And then what you're able to do energetically is give them energetic downloads of what it feels like to be loved, what it feels like to be worthy, what it feels like to be whole, what it feels like to be embraced, you know, listened to, validated. All of those things that may be missing from this person's life. Maybe they're missing from your life. Maybe you've overcompensated and become really successful, but your parents told you never amount to much. So you went the other way, but still inside, you still feel that way. So you may have, you know, five Oscars on your shelf and Emmys and awards and all these sorts of things, but inside, you still feel the same way. And so until that changes, nothing's going to matter. Or, you know, you go the other way and you were very sensitive and you didn't get anywhere because of that. But once you know that you're worth it, then all of a sudden it's okay to bring in good fortune. It's okay to bring in somebody to love you because you're loving yourself. And with this work, the whole point, the dastardly plan, is to become your authentic self. Because, you know, as once we get through our childhood, you know, then we spend the rest of our life in this sort of place where we're living in our past and our present and our future, but we're spending so much time in our past and reconciling and resolving and letting go of whatever it is that's made us who we are. And I have to just say, personally, when I hit my 20s and late 20s, that I started feeling more like my baggage than myself. And I just remember thinking, you know, I used to be so happy. I know I'm a happy soul. Where did that go? And I didn't find this work until my mid-30s. So I'm very grateful that I found it when I found it. And I'm also very excited when people find it really early, because I think, ooh, yay, you know.
Well, that's an amazing statement you just made. I used to feel more like my baggage than myself. Hello. Aptly said, and I'm sure there's people out there who can 100% relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to move right into it, because, frankly, I feel you already. Mm-hmm. And so I know that you're activated already, because it's happening over where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the Creator's perspective on healthy love that we can have and demonstrate to others?
That's a very good question. I would say that if I had to put it into words, first of all, it's really important to know that when you love someone, when you're attracted to them, and this is from my teacher who's the founder of Theta Healing, Vianna Stiebel, she talked about, it's just a nice beep.
Yes, I don't know what that is, but...
We're right, it is Vianna Stiebel. That was the ding. Yes, I got 10 points on that one. I'm really happy. Phew.
Jeopardy.
That's right, I didn't mispronounce
Category
her name.
Category under V.
Yeah.
Next one, Deb.
Special Theta Healers for 50. Okay, so Vianna talked about how when you're attracted to somebody, you're actually attracted, and if they're attracted to you, you're attracted to their negative belief systems. So it's not only, you know, ooh, they make you feel good and you know, and dancing and all of this sort of thing, but it's really that, you know, if you feel alone in the world, you're going to find someone who feels alone in the world, because you get that opportunity to be together and work it out. And if the love is strong enough and both of you are willing, then you can change that and you can change those belief systems and come to this new place in your relationship. So it's always interesting to look at that in, you know, in couples. It's not, you know, like, oh, no, I know he makes you feel really good, but, you know, what is it that you really have in common? And, you know, I think the negativity, I always find what's interesting, it makes a lot of sense, because let's say you had a life that was really a tough life, and you believe with all your being that life is just hard. You want someone who believes life is hard, because then maybe they've been where you've been, so they have your back, you know? And hopefully both of you together can get to the point where life can become a beautiful adventure, and then kind of let go of that so that you're really bringing in wonderful things into your life. So, but that's the big thing. And I would say that, and what I get is that healthy respect and joy you have, and healthy boundaries. There's integrity. You honor that person. There's this happiness that you have with them, and a kind of a giddiness that you have. And I think you've got to be able to, although it's not always the recipe, but especially for a lifetime relationship, you just got to be able to hang out.
Mm.
You know, you got to be comfortable doing something with them. And
that's everything.
Right. And not doing anything with them and just being. And one of my favorite, parallel playing, where you're doing something in one side of the house and they're doing something in the other side of the house, but you can feel each other.
Mm.
And so there's that energetic connection. So that's what I would say.
And what about God's perspective on love, self-love, love for ourselves?
Oh, that's very important, because your partner is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So even though they are responsible for their own behavior, I bet you if you have, you know, issues with your partner, and they're to this, and they're to that, and they're to this, that if you put those down and you wrote those down, you probably have some of those qualities yourself. And So it's best to look at that list and then go, well, how do I change that in me? Because you can't really change somebody else. I mean, you can talk to them. You definitely need to be able to work things out with them because that's very important. But when actions speak a lot louder than words, and especially when you've been with someone for a long time, because they don't necessarily want you to be the purveyor of all knowledge. So they go, yeah, my hair's on fire. Says you, you know. And so they want to hear it from somebody else. But if you put out your fire first, they'll go, oh, well, maybe my hair is on fire. I may have to go check that out. And I think that's probably the most effective way and the healthiest way of being in a relationship.
Nice. Okay, well, let's take a caller. I know we've got some people on the line, so a caller with a question. I'm going to welcome Denise to the Dare to Dream show with Debbie and Karen. And Denise, if you're there, please say hi. Greetings.
My question to Karen is, when was the moment that you knew that you were really ready to really transcend into the Theta Master? The reason I'm asking is I'm an empath myself, and I'm seeing a little bit of an uptick in my ability and understanding and apprehension. So then how did you know, or what was the sign in your body, in your mind, that said, I'm ready to see and to transcend into the space where I'm perceiving as an empath or you know, as an empath?
You're wanting to know what my moment was that made me understand that I wanted to be a Theta Master. Is that what you're saying?
About for you when you stepped into it.
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Thank you. There were a few reasons, but I'll just give you one right now. I had anxiety for 6 years, and it was pretty severe in my life. And I had been going to a therapist for about a year and a half. And we were doing amazing work together. But I was still waking up every single day with a lot of anxiety every day. I felt like I was terrified. So a friend of mine who had really turned her life around in a very short period of time using Theta Healing invited me to a class that Vianna Steibel, who's was the founder, was teaching. And after the 3-day class, first of all, I was so moved in the class when she was working on people, how gentle she was with them, how she was able to find the root cause of what was going on for these people and help them release it and look 10 years younger in 10 minutes. I thought that was pretty remarkable. And so I very much connected to her in that way of really wanting to make a difference in people's lives. And also, at the end of the weekend, I just noticed I had a tremendous amount of space around my body that I never had before. And that wasn't something that I was ever conscious of not having. And I realized on Monday that my anxiety was gone, and it was the first time in 6 years that my body had been out of fight or flight. So for me, it was a huge, huge thing, because anytime I stopped feeling anxious, my body, and I noticed it, my body would go back into it. So I was on such, you know, that default was just back into anxiety. That was my normal state. My body didn't know what it felt like to be calm anymore. So that's when I knew that I had to do it. I didn't know whether I was going to be a Theta healer. I knew I was learning a coping skill that I was going to use for myself and for my friends. I couldn't even describe what happened. And which makes you sound kind of silly when you get out of it and go, I'm going to do this thing and I don't know what it is, but it's really great and I feel better. So, but I had I very much identify with all of the healer kinds of negative belief systems, because ancestrally, you know, we grow up learning there's a lot of negative beliefs around healers, and you're not supposed to ask for any money if you're really authentic. And, you know, over the years, you know, going back and, you know, if you go back to when the Catholic Church was first coming into power, you know, they were kind of killing the competition. So they wanted, so a lot of the healers and a lot of the natural healers and nature healers and all of those people were kind of thrown off into the woods, as it were. among other things. And so there became a lot of cultural beliefs also around healers that, you know, they were dishonest and, you know, they're taking advantage and they don't belong in normal society and all of those things. So I just worked on all of that stuff. And also being seen, there's a lot of stuff around being seen as a healer, because you may have past life issues of, you know, being killed by mobs and all that sort of thing, or you may have seen that a lot in our collective consciousness. Like, you know, you may have seen it a lot in the movies. You may have heard a lot about, you know, superstitions from your relatives and your family.
I'm just wondering, is there something that you could do for Denise right now, some kind of a healing, if you could tap into her energy?
Sure. Denise, is it okay if I come into your space? You just have to say yes. Okay. All right. So let me come into your space here. Okay. So so we're going to do a little basic stuff here for you too. And for anybody who's in the audience, wherever you are, if you would like these downloads, just say yes, and that will open up your subconscious to allow it in. And if you don't want it, don't say anything, and that's okay too.
Yes.
Okay, so Debbie will be your mentor here and your model for saying yes. Would you like to know what God's definition of unconditional love is, Denise? Would you like to know that? Okay, I'm going to give it to you. I'm assuming you're saying yes there. Maybe I'm not hearing you. Would you like to know what it feels like to, let's give you God's definition of that, and know that you can say creator or universe or source, those all work. Let's just give you that and show you what it feels like to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out. Is that okay? All right, good. And show you how to do that. And let's give you God's understanding also, as that's coming into you, of who you are from God's perspective. Okay, great. And then let's give you God's definition of joy and let you know what this joy feels like. Okay, and then let's just show you how to receive joy from God's perspective, with grace and ease, without it harming you. There's something about being harmed here. And how to receive unconditional love, and what it feels like to receive unconditional love from God's perspective. And know that it's easy. And let's go on, and what I'm seeing is going into your cell receptors and closing them off to depression and sadness. And failure, I'm feeling failure is a big thing here. And opening them up to joy and love so that you're receiving the good stuff. And I'd just like to say something about failure here, give you God's definition. It's a mistake, okay? And that it's very important to understand that the most successful people out there, wherever they are and whoever they are, they fail all the time. They just don't take it personally. So let's show you how you can make mistakes and learn from them without taking it personally. And know what that feels like. All right. And then the big thing here is, and I'm sure a lot of people have this, and I dealt with this a lot last year. In the last 2 years, I've been working on this a lot personally, is knowing that it's safe to be seen. And let's show you. And how to use your discernment. We'll give you God's definition of discernment. There we go. And let you know what that feels like, and show you how you can use your discernment instead of your fear to make your decisions. So you can really know what's what, because that's the most important thing. And all of the trauma that you've had over all these lifetimes, all these levels, around being seen and being punished for it or being killed for it, then let's just have God just release all that trauma. And get that out of every cell of your body, all levels. And one thing I'll let you know about Theta, the thing that's really interesting and depthful about Theta is that it works on four different levels. The core level, which is everything in this lifetime. The genetic level, which is everything from your ancestors that you bring in from your ancestors. The history level, which is our past lives and our collective consciousness, and the soul level, which is the deepest part of all the other three. So we're really getting in there, and we're changing things. There we go. So a lot of trauma coming out of it. You can sort of feel it, like steam coming out of your body. So, and then they'll just show you what it feels like to be completely loved by God. Because that's the metaphor for you. Okay? And let you really understand your gifts. There we go. Nice. And then you have a lot of vows to save the world. And vows are kind of an interesting thing, oaths, agreements, commitments, because they may be for a very noble, lofty thing, but because they are different forms of promises, they're draining. You have to do them. You are obliged to do them. So it doesn't feel good to do them. So you have a lot of vows, and I'm sure a ton of people have this one, vows to save the world. So is it okay if God completes and finishes all the vows you have to save the world?
Yes.
There we go. And then let's go. Good. And let's show you, and let's complete and finish all the vows you have to heal the world. And then let's release the burden you have on your shoulders and your back and every cell of your body to save the world. Let's let that off your shoulders and get the weight of the world off your shoulders and send that to God's light.
Ooh.
Yep. This always feels good. It doesn't matter how many times you do it. Yay, there it goes. Okay. And just, there's a lot of, I'm feeling a lot of self-hatred. So let's, is it okay if God shows you the truth on that and helps you just release that right now? And your own self-resentment.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so we can't do that yet. We have to do something else. We're going to go back to that point, whatever lifetime, whatever level, when you decided you were undeserving and unworthy of love and God's love. So we're going to go back to that moment, even if they're two separate ones for the two different words. They might be two different files in your mind. And have God change that. And let you know what it feels like to be both deserving and worthy of God's love, which is a part of every type of love. And bring that forward. All levels, all lifetimes, from your past to your present to your future. So you can really feel that come in. And that worthiness is the most important key here when we're talking about our gifts. Are you worthy of showing and sharing your gift with the world? And I'm hearing your subconscious say yes. So that's a good sign. Here we are. And show you what it feels like really to stand up. And there's still a lot of abuse, and I feel like there's a lot of parental abuse here. So we'll just have you just let go of that, which really applies to what we're talking about, that abuse from your parents. And just let that go. There we go. And a lot of times what happens is when people abuse us, and remember, that could just mean anything. Whatever abuse is, it's your definition that makes it abuse, not anybody else's. So, there we go. Just let that abuse go. Wow. You can really feel that getting. That comes out of your gut. That's where I'm feeling it too. Whew. Okay. Let's show you how to live without that abuse and what it feels like to live without that abuse. And I hear as an excuse and using that to keep you from moving forward. And I want to tell you a little secret about moving forward that has come up a lot this year for me. And the definition I got from going into Theta was moving forward actually means bringing more joy into your life. Isn't that a great
That's
definition?
Awesome. Yes. Wow.
What's there to be scared of when it's all about bringing more joy into your life? It's really cool. So God's going to give you that definition and show you what it feels like to be able to move forward with grace and ease and really be able to receive that joy. That is yours. And that worthiness that's really important is about the reason you're in a body, or there's three reasons. There was a good, healthy sperm. There was a good, healthy egg. And when they came together, there was a spark. And that spark is pure unconditional love. That's that God source energy. Mm. So you are worthy of love by virtue of the fact that you are made of it. Mm. And it makes a lot more sense when you look at it that way. Like, oh yeah, of course I am. As much as you're worthy of the blood in your body, you are worthy of love. And once you know that, you begin to attract people who are worthy of money. Oops, I said money.
Yeah, love. That is right, though. She's planting seeds.
Ah, wow, there's a little thing. So maybe money and love mean the same thing. And let's give you God's definition of money and God's definition of love. That's really funny. That just slipped right out. So, and money is a form of love.
Right, very
it's,
much
it's
so.
Just another form of energy of love. And when it comes in, you're being able to receive love. And a lot of times people are safe doing other things and feeling other things except for money because they think that's a way to be close to God. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling, oh, that's what's going on. Okay. So in order to be close to God, you have to let go of money, or you have to have, you have to be in poverty. So there's vows of poverty, and let's just have those completed and finished. And let's change that belief. Wait, let's let that go. And then let's just change that belief around, in order to be close to God, I have to be in poverty. Let's have God change that. In order to be close to God, I have to be poor. I have to be penniless. Let's change all those. In order to be close to God, I have to refuse money. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. I'm poor and I'm proud of it. Let's have that changed. That's an old ancestral belief. Okay. And there's a form of self-love. We'll give you God's definition of self-love, which is really like the way you're talking to yourself, the way you're reacting to the external environment. Are you somebody who, when you make a mistake, you go, oh, I can't believe I did that, I'm so judgmental, you know, and be judgmental and critical and just pounce on top of yourself? And or are you saying, all right, well, okay, that happened. How do we fix it for next time? And so let's help you change that and show you can be close to God without judging yourself harshly. And that's important. And show you how to live without judging yourself harshly. And show you how you can speak to yourself in a supportive tone from God's perspective, and what that feels like and what that sounds like. I remember one time, and I know we're going to talk about our body when one of our sections, but you know, when you live, and I really don't think it matters where you live, because as long as there's a TV or there's a radio and there's some media access, women get this message that they have to have a body of a 16-year-old cheerleader.
Right.
And that's important when you're 60 and you're 70 and you're 40.
Yeah,
and
no pressure.
Right, no pressure at all there. And even, you know, people who exercise their whole lives, everyone's body changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're taught that we should hate that. That we're taught that the minute we don't look like that anymore, there's something wrong with us. And I remember one time looking in the mirror at my body, and I was looking at it like that, I got to fix that, it's that, you know. And all of a sudden it came to me, I go, you know, if anybody else were in that room and they were saying that to me, I would never speak to them again. They wouldn't be my friend. They wouldn't be my partner. They wouldn't be anybody. Anybody who did that to me, I think I would toss them out of the house. And I'm talking to myself that way. So this is about self-support. And, you know, isn't there somebody who said, love yourself thin? There's some, somebody was doing stuff around that. I remember seeing that somewhere in the world. And I think that's what that's about. You know, it's just about loving yourself into and supporting yourself in whatever you want to do. So you want to be a healer. Your desire is to be a healer and to be out there to help the people who you're meant to help.
And what a great form of love is that?
Yeah, sharing
that. To express
that.
Your gift out into the world to do good.
Right. It's not like your gift is being an assassin. Your gift is making people feel better, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, folks, I'm sorry. This is like blissful, isn't it? I do have to take a break, a very quick break, and we will be back with you. Denise, I hope you got so much out of that. And let's have some compassion for her because, dear heart, she called in the middle of a snow blizzard, by the way. Her landlines are down. She only had a cell phone, but darn it, she called in.
Bless
and
you.
That's why her reception was so poopy. But but she'll have this and the replay to listen to. And so right now we're going to take a super quick break. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. We're talking about love with Master Theta Healer, Karen Abram. For more info, go to DeborahDashinger.com/thinktheta. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Ain't It Love with Mickey Carroll.
Listen, children, I'm all ages, you can make it, you can see, you've got power, you've got glory, just as long as you believe. Now there's a light in your spirit, let it shine so all the world can see. There's a Lord up above and a rainbow of love, and the world shines bright for you and me. Now, ain't it love? Ain't it love? I'm talking about love that you need in your heart. Well, ain't it love? Ain't it love? Well, ain't it love that you need in your heart? I tried misery. I tried shame. I tried heartache. And I tried pain. But ain't it love that you need? This old world keeps right on turning, day and night, night and day. Now there's a reason and there is a promise for all of the children in this life. We've got faith, we've got spirit, and we can pray, we can overcome. Sing for the children, ain't it love? I sing for the hungry, ain't it love? I sing for the helpless, ain't it love? All over the world, talking about the world that we've got power to change the world. I'm talking about power to change the world. And there's a Lord up above and a that you need in your heart. Hey, hey, hey. All right.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. I'd like to talk to you a moment about hedonism, the pursuit of pleasure, one of the most judgeable offenses on planet Earth. Ever notice? How often do you allow yourself to choose something for the pure pleasure and joy of it, without judgment? How often do you choose to live your life from the adventure of what could show up, rather than the conclusion of what you or someone else decided it should be? What if every day you could wake up and ask, if I were truly living today, what would I choose right away? Join me for a 6-part teleclass series called 69 Shades of Hedonism. We'll unwrap the beauty and adventure of hedonistic living together. Are you ready to play? Oh, and a warning, if you'd rather feel dry and brittle rather than abundant and juicy and joyful, you should definitely refrain from signing up for this particular series. Participants may experience an increased level of pleasure in all areas of life. Are you willing to risk that? If so, go to drdanehere.com/teleclasses, drdanehere.com/teleclasses, and find out more. See you there.
I'd like to invite you all to a little thing called magic. It's you. You're the magic in the world. You know what? You got to know your magic, because how many times have you driven someplace and got there before you should have? How many times have you had something show up in your life that you really wanted just as if it was by magic? You're the creator of all that. So, magic, you are it, be it. It's a book, it's a possibility, and check out magic, you are it, be it.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. And if you're just tuning in, I am interviewing the Master Theta Healer, Karen Abrams. And if you want to know more about her, go to DeborahDashinger.com. That's DachingerCom/thinktheta. And I'm going to ask Karen about this because she put together a package. It looks amazing. It's $97. I think it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of products, but she did it just for you. If you guys have ever done anything like that, I have. I've bought those the rare times it comes up, and it's what a hello savings, and you can get all these healings. So let's bring Karen on to share a little bit about that real quick, and then we'll take another call and keep moving forward.
All right. So this package is called Making Life Happen, and it contains 25 MP3s of different theta meditations that can help you heal your family relationships, generate wealth and abundance, create success, attract your soulmate, heal your body, relax, negotiate effectively in business, download sleep after those nights when you didn't get enough. That saved me when I had a baby. There are over 10 hours of meditations that you can do at your leisure. And the best part about it is that you can listen to them again and again and get different things out of them every single time. And plus, what I just added to it is a bonus track. And as you can tell in this Making Life Happen, there's just all different aspects of life. And these basically are mini theta healing sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, like we said, where it's conducting a theta healing session where you come into the meditation with me and then you're saying yes to the downloads if that's what you want. And so we're going through literally through a session on these different topics. And the last one, the bonus track, is called Healing After the Passing of a Loved One. And it deals with so many aspects of the grieving process that we all go through. And this was drawn from my experiences as well as the experiences of friends and relatives and clients. And I take you through the different stages of grief and help you gain understanding and healing and comfort from all of those feelings that we have during this time. And just to know, you know, everybody's process is different when they're grieving. And it's going to take as long as it's going to take. So know that you can use this meditation over and over again just to get different things out of it based on where you are in your own process.
Mm.
And I did my best to leave no stone unturned.
How many hours is this?
It's a lot. It's over 10 hours of from the 25, and then the last one is actually a 50 minutes. So it's over 11 hours worth
wow.
of theta. So yeah, that would be worth thousands of dollars, and it's coming to you nice and affordable at 97.
Hello. Yeah, completely and life-changing. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That's great. So DeborahDashinger.com. Thank you, Karen, for that very generous Think Theta, Think Theta, Think Theta. So Bonnie's on the line. I want to bring her on because Bonnie's got a question, and I know this hour is going so fast, and we'll probably have about 5 minutes for Bonnie. So Bonnie, if you are indeed there on the line, we'd love you to say hi and greetings.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi, Karen. I'm really actually excited to ask you about something that I've been actually working on, and I was hoping that maybe you could kind of help me go deeper into it.
Sure.
I've been working on... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Perfect. Yeah, beautifully.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay. I've been working on self-love and the value, my worthiness.
Yeah.
I come from, like, a long list of not valuing myself, you know, from a financial perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having all kinds of money fears and money worries. And mm-hmm. I was wondering if we could work on loving myself to being open to receive lots of money for what I do.
Awesome. And do you mind telling me what you do? There it goes. It's out there.
Yes, I actually co-created an amazing organic product called Sex Better. Which is for sex and intimacy. It's healing and healthy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also working with people on body image, sex, and intimacy coaching.
Wonderful. Well, that's wonderful work. Okay, so is it okay if I come into your space?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right, Bonnie, here we are. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so let's find out what's at the root of your... feeling lack. Okay. So what's coming up is I'm not good enough. That's what's coming up. So is it okay if God goes back to whenever that was, whatever lifetime, whatever level, where you believed that you were not good enough, the first time it ever came up, wherever it is, and let's just have God change it from there and every place it showed up after that. Is that all right? Okay. I'm going to take that as a yes. Okay, so God's going to change that belief right now and then show you what it feels like to know intrinsically that you are good enough and that you are enough. So there's a big part of you that feels less than whole. So would you like to know what it feels like to be whole?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So let's give you God's definition of that, show you what it feels like. I mean, this feels like a very... this feels in alignment with who you are, the work that you're doing. So what's out of whack, like you said, is the fact that you're energetically not allowing money to come in. So let's just open up that second chakra and show you how to receive money, which is, like we said, another form of love. And
mm-hmm.
and show you what it feels like and who you are from God's perspective, being able to receive love. And receive self-love, giving you God's definition. And showing you, ultimately, what it feels like to unconditionally accept yourself for who you truly are. So if this is in line with who you truly are, which I do believe it is, then the money should start showing up now. There you go. And knowing who you are from God's perspective, accepting yourself for who you are unconditionally. Okay. You feel that? I feel that really settling right in. There you go. And once again, we'll use a command from the last caller, Denise, and show you how to use your discernment instead of your fear to make your decisions. And to show yourself what it feels like and how to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out. Knowing that from wherever that began, that you thought you were unworthy, to now you are worthy of God's love because you are made of it. And bring that all the way through. There you go. So you've got worthiness, God's acceptance, and what it feels like to be comfortable with who you truly are from God's perspective. All right. And then let's just open up all of your chakras nice and wide. And let that flow come in. And we'll give you healthy boundaries too. Give you God's definition of healthy boundaries. Let you know how to have them, what it feels like to have them. In every aspect of your life, including your body. And let you understand what kind of work you're really doing, because there's a lot of ancestral, you know, fear about what you do. So let's just have God let your ancestors know the truth of what you're doing, which is helping people who love each other be intimate and connect. Okay. There you go. All right.
Oh, that was beautiful. I'm so blissed out myself. Thank you so much for the calls. Deeply appreciate it. Yeah, that was beautiful. And the questions were amazing. It was so interesting how sort of the conversation we started out with was a little bit more relationship-oriented. And really what it turned out to be is so self-oriented.
Yeah.
Self and God-oriented. Mm-hmm. And I love that switch. Oof.
It's really the same thing. You know, that's the outer relationship reflects those that inner relationship with yourself and with God. So it makes a lot of sense.
May I ask a quick one here at the end for us all, which is, you know, the planet and humanity is changing right now. We're in incredibly new and interesting times. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us feel very called upon to step up, to transform, to be our authentic selves. And the more I've been listening to you tonight, the more I'm realizing how much love is important at this time. Can you offer us a healing or God's perspective on that universally?
Sure. So if you'd like God's perspective on love, just say yes out loud.
Yes.
Loud. There we go. To understand what it really feels like to be loved completely. And to know that you are embraced by the universe, by God, by Source.
Yes.
And give you God's definition of being safe. And let you know what it feels like to be safe. In your body, in your home. And give you God's definition of family. Let you know what that feels like. God's definition of home. And let you know what that feels like. So that you can create a home that's filled with love, even if you didn't come from one. There we go. And let you know that it's safe for you to be who you truly are from God's perspective. And that now is the perfect time for you to be able to express that freely. With healthy boundaries from God's perspective, showing you what that feels like. And show you what it feels like to walk around in this world and know that you're loved, know that you're protected, know that you're valued, know that you're heard, and know that you're known, and know that you're honored and respected. There you go. There we go. And know that you can be love. You can just be that energy. And go to sleep knowing that you are that, and that will just attract more of that into your life.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That was amazing. That was so cool. It's also weird to be sitting up this whole time. Usually when I'm with you and you're doing a session, I'm laying down because there's nothing else I could do. It's so powerful. I sat up the whole time. I'm very proud of myself. But this was a gorgeous show. Oh, and I hope you all felt that treatment. I really hope you felt that love, frankly. And thank you, Karen. I so look forward to our next show together.
Me too.
Wow. It's just going to get better and better. Mm-hmm. This train's a rolling, folks. A special thanks to my guest, the amazing Karen Abrams. For more information, just go to DeborahDashinger.com. That's Deborah, DachinGer.com/ThinkTheta. Don't forget, she's offering you thousands of dollars of Theta Healing MP3s, an assortment of subjects over 11 hours for $97, just at DeborahDashinger.com/ThinkTheta. And I end today's show with this quote from Alan Cohen. Enlightenment does not ask you to be perfect. It simply asks you to find perfection right where you stand.
Contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E 100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdashinger.com. That's www.deborahdashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?